Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Okay, so your heart is broken. Sitting around moping, 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 crying, crying. You say you're even thinking about dying. Well, before you do anything rash, baby, yeah, listen to this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Listen, baby.
It may be factual, it may be cruel.
I ain't lying.
Everybody plays the fool.
Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, but there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, nothing I think cannot see. A certain person could never be.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool. My name is Shane, and for the next hour I will be playing a variety of music all around a theme, a different theme every week. Tonight is episode 77, of Everybody Plays the Fool. Thanks for tuning in here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and thanks to Matt, of the Rodent Hour. Does a great show right before mine. And, as a reminder, if you are listening to this in the future, you can listen to this live every Monday night from 9 to 10. And if you are listening live, I really appreciate it. You're getting the raw, uncut, not stepped on, the real deal live broadcast here. Sometimes I will edit an episode before I post it in the archive, and so you miss out on all the fun little things that I cut out. And next week, I want to say, next week is Christmas, Monday night. And I will be doing a rebroadcast of my Christmas episode from last year. And it will have a few edits from last year's version. And it's probably only going to be heard live. I won't post the new version of it. And there are some very funny edits, in my opinion. And some good robot voice and some not so seamless edits. So listen in. That'll be Monday, Christmas night. Gather around the internet radio with your family and tune into that. Last week, that was episode 76, which was all about Tom Waits. As he celebrated a birthday recently, he just turned 68 on December 7th. And I should say, on the heels of that, sadly, a couple of days ago, we got the news that a longtime Tom Waits collaborator, the multi-instrumentalist Ralph Carney, just passed away. It's very sad, and he played actually on a number of the songs that I played last week, including the stuff from the Rain Dogs album, and he did a lot of other really great stuff too. So you should go out there and check out Ralph Carney's stuff, both with Tom Waits and his solo stuff as well. He also worked on, he also did the theme to BoJack Horseman, if you like that show. So rest in peace to Ralph Carney. A real talent that we lost over the weekend. Tonight, as we go out live, it is December 18th, and today is the birthday of several big names in music. I was trying to figure out what to do for a theme tonight, and so I cycled through, as I often do with music trivia, which I host at here in Brooklyn once a month. Check it out, facebook.com/musictrivianyc. As I often do there, I look to see, well, whose birthday is it? Might be a tie-in. And there are a lot of music birthdays on December 18th. What did I find? There's Sia. There's Christina Aguilera. Elliot Sharp from The Cars. DJ Lethal. And lots of other music-related people. I almost thought, well, if I do an all-birthdays show, the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, It's his birthday today, so I thought the band Franz Ferdinand could work into the show, but no, because standing tall amongst all of these birthdays is the great Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. And I found also born on this day, actually on the same exact day, the same year as Keith Richards, was saxophonist Bobby Keys, who toured with the Stones for several years and played on some of their best albums and did a lot of work with them, as well as a bunch of the members of the Stones' solo albums over the years. So I was looking over his resume and I saw a lot of my favorite rock albums from the 70s on this list, you know, of stuff that he had played on. So I thought tonight, it's great that it's Keith Richards' birthday. We'll hear a couple Stone songs, but more importantly, it's Bobby Keys' birthday, and I thought he had such a great resume, I would dedicate the whole show to him and his career tonight. So that's the theme. Bobby Keys, the great rock saxophonist Bobby Keys. These will all be songs that he played on, so you're going to hear a lot of great 70s rock. We'll hear some 70s R&B thrown in there, too. Some good stuff ahead. That is the show. So stay tuned here on Radio Free Brooklyn for that. It is Bobby Keys night here on Everybody Plays the Fool. And in honor of the shared birthday between Bobby Keys and Keith Richards, I thought I'd kick off the show with some Rolling Stones. And, he did tour with them in addition to recording, so I thought it'd be fun to play a live track from the Rolling Stones featuring Bobby Keys in the horn section. This is going to be a song from 1971, live from the Marquee Club in London. This performance was just a month before the release of Sticky Fingers. And here's the opening song from that show. It's actually a track that was featured on their previous album, Let It Bleed, and it's called Live With Me, featuring Bobby Keys on sax. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 77, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Here's the Rolling Stones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones.
that beater. She took me back to the hired house. I don't want to talk about it.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And tonight's show is all songs featuring the saxophonist Bobby Keys. Listening to a solo number from him right now. And that set started off with a live track from him playing with the Rolling Stones live at the Marquee Club in 1971. That song is called Live With Me. It's a song off of Let It Bleed. And that was recorded just months before their next album, Sticky Fingers, came out. After the Stones, we heard Warren Zevon with Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. And if you had a keen ear and recognized those background vocals, that is Lindsey Buckingham on background vocals there. That Warren Zevon album is a real all-star cast if you look at who else plays on that. After Warren Zevon, we heard Delaney and Bonnie with Eric Clapton and, of course, a horn section featuring Bobby Keys. That's another live song that's called Only You and I Know. And that's live from 1970 off of the On Tour with Eric Clapton album that they put out. And then close that one out with George Harrison with What Is Life. And that's, of course, off of the All Things Must Pass album. Bobby Keys played on a few things on that one. And it's interesting, Bobby Keys performed with pretty much all of the members of the Beatles solo in the 70s. Kind of with Paul. He played lots with the others, but Bobby Keys was also in the sessions that got released as a bootleg as Toot and Snore in 74. The last time that Paul and John are recorded playing together. So he did play with Paul a little bit, but mostly he played with Ringo and John and George on all of their solo albums at different points in the 70s. I could have done just a Members of the Beatles show tonight and still stuck to the theme with Bobby Keys because he played on a lot of stuff there, but tonight, it's a rare occurrence for me. I'm going to actually play some vinyl on the show tonight. Because as I said at the top of the show, when I was looking through the resume of all the stuff that Bobby Keys played on over the years, I was like, oh, there's a lot of my favorite 70s rock albums on this list. And I realized that I have a bunch of the things that he played on vinyl. So I'm going to get to that in just a second. Before I start this short vinyl set, I do want to remind you that this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a nonprofit community internet radio station, and we rely on the support of listeners and volunteers and hosts to keep things running here. So please check out RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can find out all of the great shows that are on this station every single day, and you can also click the donate button and kick in a couple of bucks to keep this station going. We do appreciate that. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so all of your donations are tax deductible. Just go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com for all of that. And if you want to hear any of my backup episodes, last week's Tom Waits episode, or the week before that, the alcohol episode, or anything else, you can find those at EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com. And all right, let's get into some vinyl. Bobby Keys is on. I've already played two live tracks that he's on, and I'm going to play one more right now. This is one of the greatest live albums of all time. I've already played a couple songs off of it on this show in previous episodes. One of my Surprise and Covers episodes, I think, featured one of them. And I forget what else. I'll have to look that one up. But yeah, I go to this one pretty frequently because it's a great album. He was in the band along with Leon Russell and lots of other great people for Joe Cocker's album, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, which is a great record if you aren't familiar with it. But it's one of the great 70s rock live albums. So we're going to play a song that Joe Cocker made famous, or at least made more famous, written by Dave Mason. This one's called Feeling All Right. And it is kicking off this short vinyl set here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 77, all about the sax player Bobby Keys. So let's get into some Joe Cocker right now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Strange feeling tonight. Change it all. Change it all.
Oh,
All right, that concludes our short vinyl set here on Everybody Plays the Fool. Tribute to Bobby Keys, the saxophone player. Played the solo on that one. You just heard a few songs there. Joe Cocker with Feeling All Right off of the Mad Dogs and Englishmen album. Then we heard Faces with Had Me a Real Good Time. And then closed it out with Harry Nilsson with Take 54. And now we're going to hear something that I found in looking for some deeper cuts that Bobby Keys was on. Got a few more songs left in the show here tonight, so let's get right into the music. Here's something that I found that I thought was pretty cool. It's a bonus track off of the classic Marvin Gaye album, Let's Get It On. Wasn't on the original release, but it's on the deluxe version, and Bobby Keys is in the horn section. And also, this song is co-written by the lyricist who wrote I'll Be There from the Jackson 5. So here is that one from Marvin Gaye. This song is called Try It, You'll Like It, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn.
What? 34.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And we are almost out of time with this episode tonight. You've been listening to songs featuring the saxophone player Bobby Keys. That last set there started with a deep cut from Marvin Gaye called Try It, You'll Like It. After that, we heard the Kate Brothers, who might be best known for their association with the band. That was the Kate Brothers with their song Travelin' Man. And then we just heard, for the first time ever on Everybody Plays the Fool, we heard the sweet, sweet vocal stylings of Barbara Streisand. And that song is called I Mean to Shine. And I wanted to make sure to play that one, not only because it features Bobby Keys, and you can hear him play a little solo at the end there, but that song was written by Walter Becker and Donald Fagen before Steely Dan took off. So I thought that was cool. It's an interesting song. I actually really like that song, but that's the first appearance of Barbara Streisand on my show. And we're hearing some Bobby Keys, some more solo work from Bobby Keys in the background here. Before I play a little bit of this last song, I want to remind you to check out RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and also EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com, where you can listen to all of my previous episodes. I did want to say Bobby Keys, great saxophone player originally from Texas. He got his start playing with some local acts, including touring for a bit with Buddy Holly when Bobby Keys was still a teenager, which is pretty amazing. Bobby Keys went on to play with the Rolling Stones on and off for many years, and obviously he played with a lot of other people over the years. Unfortunately, you know, he passed away in 2014 at 70 years old, but he left behind a pretty amazing body of work. So go out there and check out some things he did. He is best known probably for two different Rolling Stones songs. One of them is Brown Sugar, which he's very prominently featured on. But the other one is the song I'm going to close out the show with here tonight, which actually, it's much longer than they meant it to be, because the tape kept rolling and they kept on jamming at the end, and you get to hear even more of Bobby Keys playing at the end there. So here is a song off of Sticky Fingers. This is by the Rolling Stones. The song is Can't You Hear Me Knocking? And it will close this out here on the Bobby Keys edition of Everybody Plays the Fool. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening live, please stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn. The next best thing is up next. You can hear me live here on Radio Free Brooklyn every Monday night from 9 to 10. Have a great night. Have a great holiday. Enjoy my slightly modified rebroadcast of the Christmas episode next week. Here's the Rolling Stones on Radio Free Brooklyn.